Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Finishing the Race. Prepare for the winning kick. In this session, we'll be looking at Joshua 23, verses 1 to 16. Pack the right stuff. Someone said the word Bible can be an acronym, which is a word formed by the first letters of the words of a sentence or a phrase. B-I-B-L-E, Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth, as an acronym. Christians are called to be witnesses to Jesus Christ, to others who don't know Him. We can tell of the free gift of salvation that He purchased for us on the cross of Calvary. We can tell about Him dying, the shedding of His innocent blood, and that by faith in Him, we can live forever in His presence in heaven. A long time before Jesus lived on earth, God's people had a leader named Joshua. He spoke words every person needs to hear today. He had been one of the strongest leaders in God's army. In Joshua 23 and verse 14, he said, "Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth." Joshua was aware that sooner or later, probably later, he would die and leave this life. So he wrote some practical instructions for serving the Lord while in this life. It's in Joshua chapter 23. It's kind of like going on a trip and making sure you pack the right stuff. For a person planning to leave this physical life and heading into eternity, there are a few right things to pack, things to do. First, make serving the Lord a lifelong commitment. Joshua 23, verses 1 and 2. Now it came to pass a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua was old, advanced in age, and Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and said to them, "I am old, advanced in age." Joshua gave his last sermon at the age of 110. Caleb was there. Theologian James M. Boyce wrote these words about that. The soldiers who had fought with Joshua through the various campaigns were there. Most of these men would have been mere youths back then. Now they would be grown. They would have their own families. There wasn't an ounce of quit in Joshua's bones. Only fire for the will of God. Make sure serving the Lord is packed for your trip to eternity. Second, remember often what the Lord has done for you. Verses 3 through 5. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is He who has fought for you. See, I have divided to you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off as far as the great sea westward. And the Lord your God will expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. So you shall possess their land as the Lord your God promised you. Listen, remember what God has done for you, because all of us come the same way. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. All of us receive the same penalty. But God, in His mercy, has extended grace and has given us eternal life through Jesus Christ. Because He loves us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And He demonstrated that love by sending Jesus to the cross to die in our place, to take the penalty for our sin, that we might be forgiven, that we might live. And we just need in our belief of his death and resurrection on our behalf, we need to confess that. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth we make confession, with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And then we just need to reach out. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remember that day the Lord saved you by his grace? I remember. I was 26 years old, the spring of 1981. I remember it like it was yesterday. Do you? Remember when you were baptized? Baptism means identifying as a believer in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Remember that day, remember the day you joined the church to grow as a Christian and serve Jesus. Hebrews 10:25 speaks of it. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You see, yes, as people like to say, I can worship Jesus anywhere. Yes, we can. However, we're instructed, we're commanded to worship him in the gathering of believers. That's what Hebrews 10:25 says. Listen to it again. Read it again. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Remember the day God stood with you in suffering. We all face tough times. Bad health. Loss of a job. Hurting families. Financial struggles. The Lord promised never to leave or forsake you. And suffering can't compare to what he has in store for you when you get to eternity. Remember where you were or where you would be without Jesus in your life. There's a song we sing, without him. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without him, I would be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved. Without him, life would be hopeless, but with Jesus, thank God, I am saved. Make sure memories with Jesus are packed for your trip. And then third, renew often your love for the Lord. Look at verses 11 to 13. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God, or else, if indeed you do go back and cling to the remnant of these nations, these that remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go into them, and they to you, know for certain that the Lord, your God, will no longer drive out these nations from before you. But they shall be snares and traps to you. Sometimes we need God to wake us up to face the reality that we can become spiritually proud, arrogant, lukewarm, unconcerned, and judgmental. We need to not snooze as Christians and let our love for Jesus to grow cold. Jesus was probably preaching with tears in his eyes as he watched some turn away from the Lord, one compromise at a time. Make sure love for Jesus is packed for the trip to eternity. Fourth, trust wholeheartedly in God's promises. Verse 14 of chapter 23. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls, that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one of them has failed. Listen, anchor your life in the promises of God. Trust Him. Rely on Him. Believe Him. The hardest part, the hard part is learning to trust God's promises in the midst of a world in chaos that has lost almost all morals and standards. This world needs Christians more than ever who will stand and share His promises. Make sure, trust in God's promises is in that suitcase. And fifth and finally, choose to serve the Lord today. Joshua 24, verse 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You have a choice set before you today. It's not always easy to choose God's will over yours. But making that choice day by day is the greatest thing you can put in that suitcase. Make sure you're all packed with the right stuff for your trip into eternity. You have a great day.